I definitely am happy to see that coming in. I don't understand why they didn't do a pre-budget. It could have been a game of poker, Catherine, to see if they're going to get the vote, the hospitality vote. I'm in favour, obviously, of it reducing, because it's going to save more restaurants, more livelihoods, and it's going to create employment. So I just hope they stick to their promises, Catherine. I do think they should have done a pre-budget. A lot of restaurants have closed their doors and are struggling, so the sooner it happens, the better if they get into government.
Now, as part of their plan, they are going to exclude hotels from this reduction in the VAT rate. What's your take on that? Is that really fair to the hotels here in this region? We do know that the hotels in the capital may have been at fault for price gouging and so on. Are hotels in this region being punished for that?
Well, unfortunately, they're being punished from the price gouging that went on in Dublin, and there's nothing you can do about that. They can't, unfortunately, you can't have a VAT rate for Dublin versus rural Ireland. It's impossible to do. But what I do know is that they're not going to reduce it on accommodation, but they are going to reduce it in the food in the hotel. So the hotels aren't really getting punished as such. It's only on the accommodation side, not on the food side. But it sends a clear message out that I brought up before, that the hotel certainly damaged the hospitality industry with the price gouging that went on. And like, it's really up to the hotels in rural Ireland to fight their own case against that, especially with the ones in Dublin that done it, because it was clear to see that what went on was a disgrace, you know. But unfortunately, there's nothing I can do or the government can do, only target the hotels that did price gouge and send a clear message to them.